More than 7% of the state's prison population could be released early under a bill moving through the state legislature. It would reduce prison overcrowding, but as State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports, it could also have unintended consequences.
Tracy Smallwood says her life before she went to prison was just dead time.
You know, I was always in a room just getting high. But there's so much more out there.
Smallwood tilts her head back and tries to hold back tears in her two-bedroom apartment north of downtown Tulsa. Today, she's an active church member. She's in a 12-step recovery program, and she works as a forklift operator. But just a few months ago, she was in prison for multiple drug-related convictions. That was before nonprofit Oklahomans for Criminal Justice Reform helped her and 20 other people build arguments for shorter prison sentences.
They just gave me a step up, and I was totally blessed.
Central to the argument was State Question 780, the overwhelmingly successful 2016 voter initiative that reduced felony punishments for drug possession and property crimes under $1,000 to misdemeanors. The worst punishment for those crimes now is a year in county jail. No prison time. 780 didn't apply to people like Smallwood, who were convicted before the changes became law. Bob Ravitz, the chief public defender in Oklahoma County, supports House Bill 1269, a measure in the state legislature that would make State Question 780 retroactive.
The people do not want these crimes to be considered felonies.
The bill's supporters say it continues what voters started in 2016 and will be a powerful step in Oklahoma's attempts to shed its number one ranking in U.S. incarceration rates. It's unclear how many people would be affected by the bill. Oklahoma Department of Corrections data suggests at least 2,000 people would qualify for shorter sentences. The exact number is difficult to figure out because, for example, in the case of theft, people only qualify if they were convicted of stealing less than $1,000 worth of property. But DOC staff say they don't keep records showing the details of each case. Jason Hicks is head prosecutor of Caddo, Grady, Jefferson, and Stevens counties.
We're going to have to go back, pull our case files, and start figuring out who had a piece of property that was valued in between that $500 and $1,000 mark.
Hicks says hunting for those dollar amounts will take time and resources his office doesn't have. He and many other district attorneys did not support State Question 780 2 years ago, and they're worried the retroactivity bill could have unintended consequences.
That's going to allow those people who are in drug court on those simple possession cases to be able to walk away.
He says the same thing could happen with people on probation who are being supervised to make sure they aren't using drugs, drinking, or falling back into criminal behavior. Oklahoma County Public Defender Bob Ravitz acknowledges the point, but says there's an easy fix.
You add in a section of the bill which says if you're currently in a drug court that the sentence will be a misdemeanor, and you authorize a misdemeanor drug court.
Ravitz suggests a similar change for people living in their community on probation, but Hicks raises more concerns. He says people who have committed more serious crimes may also qualify for reduced sentences. As an example, he says, what if
an offender's come through and is charged with rape and he has a history?
State law says someone with prior felony convictions can be sentenced more harshly than someone who's never been in trouble. Hicks worries if the bill passes in its current form, courts may have to reconsider sentences for repeat offenders who happen to have a drug possession conviction. Bob Ravitz agrees.
You can't go back into all those convictions.
He says changing those sentences would put too much strain on prosecutors. Ravitz also agrees with the DA's concern that people arrested for more serious crimes but who pleaded guilty to a 780 offense shouldn't benefit from the retroactivity bill. Representative John Eccles, one of House Bill 1269's authors, says the bill is a work in progress and he's open to suggestions. Tracy Smallwood wants to see the bill succeed.
Whatever it takes to get some of these women out of prison, I'm absolutely for it.
She says so many people she met in prison can find a better life like she did if they are released and are willing to work for a change. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.